I'm taking Hebrew at Western Seminary. This is one of my favorite classes. I'm attracted not only by this language, but also the theocentric view it carries. One of them that I learned from my professor is the Hebrew view of time. Perhaps most of us see time as a line with the past, the present, and the future, or a line with moments when significant events happen in our lives or in history. However, for Jewish people, time is more like a spiral graph. It's like an image with a center and numerous circles passing through the center. Now I invite you to turn around to the side walls or the back. Please look at the circular windows. The spiral graph is very similar to the circles. There is a center in the middle, and other circles are either passing through or around the center. One of the perspectives behind this is that God is the center and He is present to all the times, which also means all times are present to God. If time is not linear but cyclical, there are relationships among the past, the present, and the future. The past and the future are not far away from us. Both have become present to us before the center. And when we tell the stories about people in the past, they are living in our present. And when God is speaking to Israel in the Old Testament, He is also speaking to us. Last Sunday, Pastor Jill, in her preaching, mentioned that the Holy Spirit is not only speaking to people in the past, but also to us today. It is so true in this spiral graph image that God is speaking to all generations, because all are coming together to God in His presence. Because of this image, it is also easy to understand that Jesus lived, died, and rose again, not just for people at His time, but also for people from all the times. It is Jesus Christ, the center of the image, that makes His salvation available to all people. Because of this center, even death and life no longer separate us from those we love. Because of this center, locations will not separate us from those who love us and those we love. It is around this center that we and our ancestors and our future generations come together and worship together in the presence of God. Let me illustrate in another way. Hope Church has a history of 150 years. That's a long history. Every Sunday, we gather around this communion table to worship God as a community. From the Hebrew view of time, this community includes not only people in the present, as you can see, but also those in the past 150 years, as well as those who will be part of our community in the future. In faith, we are brought into the presence of Christ and also the presence of those who are sharing the faith with us. In the book of Revelation, John saw a vision that people from all nations and all languages, robed in white with palm branches in their hands, were worshiping before the throne. There are also angels singing around the throne. Again, from the Hebrew perspective of time, we are brought into the vision of worship with all saints and angels before the throne. So as we come to this communion table, to this water, we're joining them and worshiping God with them. We're entering a vision where there are no longer suffering, tears, brokenness, pain, or injustice, but joy, peace, protection, and nourishment. Can you imagine that? I can hardly imagine how beautiful it is. This vision gives us the assurance of God's promise. This is a glimpse of the world renewed and restored by God. This is a taste of the feast in heaven. In Revelation chapter 7, verse 13, one of the elders asked John, "Who are these people? Where have they come from?" Why did the elder ask John, "Who are these people?" The book of Revelation is considered to be written at a time when Christians were under persecution. God revealed such a vision so that the Christian community at that time might be comforted and strengthened by the faith of the saints who are sharing the victory of Christ. I believe, either in our individual lives or in this community, there are many people whose faithfulness and love in Christ have nurtured us and brought great encouragement to us. For me, my grandma is one of those whose faith have encouraged me, even though she lives far away in China. She put a little seed in my faith, put a little seed of faith in my heart in my childhood when I did not understand who God is yet. I was so afraid of losing her when she got sick, but I know from this image, life and death will never separate us. And also my friend Jim, the former manager of Community Kitchen, he brought smiles to me. And also my friend Mel, who showed hospitality to me with his wife. Although Jim and Mel have left me, their witnesses are alive in me. I know for many people in this community, Libby Hilligans is one of the saints who have encouraged us and nourished us with her good food. We dedicated this Bible in memory of Libby so that whenever the Bible is read, we pray that the Holy Spirit will bring the scriptures into life. There are also many living witnesses surrounding us to encourage us to run the race with endurance, with their encouragement, whatever difficulty we may face, whenever a storm is circling, or whenever pain engulfs, we are not alone. These witnesses remind us of the hope of God's fulfillment and the assurance of God's promise. Our longing for true love, true joy, and true wholeness come into reality around this center of Jesus Christ. Today is All Saints Day. Let me invite you to honor all people who have been part of our community and whose faithful fruits have nurtured us. As we come to this communion table, we also come with all saints in the presence of Jesus Christ. As we hear in the liturgy, whenever we celebrate the Lord's Supper, since by his death, his resurrection, and ascension, Christ has obtained for us the life-giving Spirit who unites us all in one body. So our way to receive this supper in true love, mindful of the communion of saints. As the water nourishes them, let it also be nourishing us and running through us to our families, our neighbors, and even nations. Let love, joy, and faith also bring us into the presence of our future generations. So we join with all God's people to say, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.